It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
A field hospital had to be raided. This happened in Thailand.
Okay.
So there's a field hospital full of people with COVID.
Oh, God.
So I get it's like this big, huge warehouse, and they're stacking people in there who have COVID because they don't really know what to do with them.
Wow. That's awful.
No, not really. They kind of liked it because what happened was you put a bunch of people in a room. They were having group sex.
No.
Yeah. So they had to raid this place because patients were engaging in group sex and getting into fights, and some patients were being injured because people were fighting and having group sex.
So they were fighting over, like, no, I was having sex with her, no, now it's my turn kind of stuff, or I want to suck that dick, no, it's my turn.
I guess.
Those kind of fights, like, what were they fighting over?
And they had cameras in there, so I think this is a great TV show. I mean, this is like Big Brother on acid, but so.
No, Big Brother on COVID.
I'm Big Brother on COVID. So the problem is I think you put a bunch of people in a room like this and you take away their sense of smell and taste.
Right.
And then group sex just happens.
Yes, that actually makes perfect sense.
Because you've been to these places, you know that smell probably never gets out of your
nose. I know it really
nose.
Well. Yeah. So I went to a sex club with a program director when I was first starting out in radio. He asked me to come with him as a favor, and it was my boss. It's funny, like now, not only would he never ask me, if he did, he would lose his job.
Mm-hmm.
But back then I was like, you know, 22. I was excited to be in radio, and this was my boss. And he was like, listen, there's a girl I usually go with. She's in Europe for the summer. Will you go with me? It's like, you know, buy a book, bring a book. You can't show up. It has to be a couple. So I was like, okay, I'll go. But I don't have to do anything, do I? He's like, no, you just have to come in with me and then you can like go sit at the bar and have breakfast. There's a breakfast bar there.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, well, I'm not going to be eating eggs here. The smell of the entire place. Think about, like, you know, when you like you hook up with somebody and you're really into them and you spend like the entire weekend just like macking on each other all weekend long. You're just like having tons of sex all over the house. And then the smell of your bedroom after all that, imagine that times like hundreds, because there's tons of people coming in there to have sex. And the entire room smells like thousands of bodily fluids. I could not get the smell out of my nose for weeks. It was a long time before I could stop smelling that. It was so awful.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, well, why don't you go have breakfast? I'm not going to go eat eggs now. Like, I want to vomit. Like, the smell was awful. So, yeah, I would think if you have COVID and you can't smell or taste, perfect time to be in a sex club.
Yeah, there's no illegal drugs found, but officers did find 23 cartons of cigarettes. So I guess there's a bunch of cigarettes and electronic cigarettes, which were smuggled into the facility because you just couldn't bring them in. But yeah, there is camera footage. Male and female patients are seen going into each other's rooms and just having just a fun old time.
Oh, so it wasn't like a big room. It wasn't like
they had some that are big. They have a photo of it, and it's just
like cots everywhere.
It's like beds on boxes and fans.
Okay.
So people, it's like kind of like a jail, or when Katrina hit and they had everybody in that big dome and everybody had to.
That's what I was picturing. Yeah. Like the big dome. Yeah. Whatever dome that was in during Katrina. That's what I was picturing when you were saying this.
Right. This is kind of like that, but it's like a big, massive warehouse. There are a couple of rooms, but it's like hundreds of beds in the middle of the room with fans everywhere.
But the thing is, if you're sick, who wants to have sex when you're sick?
But you could die. So that's the thing. I'm going to go out having sex.
Right.
You know, and these chicks are kind of hot. I really can't breathe, but I can't smell either. So, or taste. So come on.
I mean, I guess if it's a bunch of adults and they're choosing to do this, if nobody's being coerced and they're all consenting adults and everyone's consented. I don't see what the issue is.
But so we're kind of like teenagers when our parents go out of town.
So right.
When you put a bunch of people in a room, we go back to that.
Right.
Just turn off the lights and we'll just get it on.
Yeah.
And then fight.
So what happened? So did they break it up? What happened?
They broke it up and they said, stop it. No. And they went in there with a hose, I guess, and hosed them. I don't know. The footage is not really that clear and the patients couldn't be identified. So they really couldn't go back and say, okay, you're going to jail. They really couldn't take them to jail because they got
it's
COVID.
Not against the law.
Yeah.
You can't, I mean, if you're a consenting adult and you want to have group sex, that's your prerogative. It's not against the law. I mean, it's not the best health advice, but.
Yeah, they went in there to bust them for drugs.
And there were no drugs.
There was no drugs, just a lot of illegal cigarettes and a lot of sex.
Hugs, not drugs.
Right. So good for them. Can you imagine the cop that breaks in there and goes, yeah, but I don't have COVID and I can smell.
I can smell this place, yeah.
This is not good.
Can I leave now?
Yeah.